Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 57. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, highs around 60. Mid-50s Thursday with a slight chance for rain. Turning much cooler Friday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for showers continues. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 49 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Two men are heard after a shooting in Hutchinson late Monday. Police tell us they found a victim inside a home and discovered a second victim a few blocks away. Both men were taken to the hospital for treatment. The KBI arrests 10 people they say are in the U.S. illegally and also listed as registered sex offenders in the state. They're convicted of crimes including murder and child sex crimes. The U.S. House is expected to vote today on a measure compelling the U.S. Department of Justice to release all of its files related to Jeffrey Epstein. Congresswoman Charisse David signed on to a petition to force a vote on the Epstein files. Last week, Congressman Derek Schmidt said he would vote in favor of the release. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers searching for available talent to take part in this month's virtual statewide job fair hosted by KansasWorks starting at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, November 19th. The virtual job fair format allows anyone searching for a job to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. This month's virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as they might be able to engage in an interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device. Any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of previous participation. As the state's lead economic development agency, the Kansas Department of Commerce strives to empower individuals, businesses, and communities to achieve prosperity in Kansas. Commerce accomplishes its missions by developing relationships with corporations, site location, consultants, and stakeholders in Kansas, the nation, and world. Our strong partnerships allow us to help create an environment for existing Kansas businesses to grow and foster an innovative, competitive landscape for new businesses. KansasWorks links businesses, job candidates, and educational institutions to ensure that employers can find skilled workers. Services are provided to employers and job candidates through the state's 27 workforce centers. Online or virtual service KansasWorks is completely free for all Kansans to use. Learn more at kansasworks.com. State employment opportunities can also be found on jobs.kansas.gov. Governor Laura Kelly proclaimed Tuesday, November 18th as National Injury Prevention Day in Kansas. This day highlights the efforts of safety advocates across the state working together to educate families and community leaders about ways to create and support safer environments. This is the sixth year for this annual observance, which shines a light on the importance of injury and violence prevention. On Saturday, November 23rd, Injury Prevention Partners will host an Injury-Free Day, a children's safety fair, and story time for children at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library from 10 a.m. to noon. Participating partners include Safe Kids Kansas, Safe Kids Shawnee County, the Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office, the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Shawnee County Health Department, the Kansas State Fire Marshal, Be Smart, the YMCA of Topeka, Operation Lifesaver, and the Kansas Poison Center. When the sun goes down on November 18th, Evergy Plaza and Stormont Vale Health in Topeka will light up green to support these efforts. We appreciate their commitment to a safer Kansas and invite others to join us in raising awareness of injury prevention. Safe Kids Kansas is a nonprofit coalition of partners and local organizations across the state dedicated to preventing unintentional childhood injuries. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment serves as the coalition's lead agency. Safe Kids Kansas is part of the Safe Kids Worldwide Network. For more information, visit safekidskansas.org or follow at Safe Kids Kansas on Facebook and Instagram. Fort Hays State University presents a special edition of the Science Cafe this Saturday, November 22nd. This presentation, View the Night Sky, is sponsored by the FHSU Science and Mathematics Education Institute and will begin at 7 p.m. on the Fort Hays State University campus. Telescopes will be set up by the walking bridge between campus and Cunningham Hall, with parking available in the lot on the west side of Hammond Hall. Dr. Jack Maysberg, Associate Professor in the Physics Department, along with Dr. Paul Adams, Dean of the College of Education, will be on hand to discuss and share information. Join them for a come-and-go stargazing event featuring telescope views of Saturn, star clusters, other galaxies, in addition to the Milky Way, star remnants, and nebulae, weather permitting. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public. Questions can be directed to Carrie Ruhleder at 785-628-4743 or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners, Chairman Marvin Matchett called a meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. on October 31st in the commission room. In attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, and County Clerk Craig Renner. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date expenditures, end-of-the-month bills, and fund balances were distributed to the commissioners. Commissioner Thompson moved to purchase a snowblower from Ingalls Sales and Service for $1,299 with the money to be taken from the Courthouse Capital Outlay Fund. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion and it carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler then moved to amend the motion that the funds be taken from the regular courthouse fund with the object category being maintenance. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion and the motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the minutes of the October 27th commissioners meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion and it carried 3-0. Chairman Matchett called Steve Tanner to report on the investigation of the potholes on Road F. It appears to be in the jurisdiction of the state of Kansas to fix. County Appraiser Mindy Harding joined the meeting to ask for a signature to correct a 2024 abatement. Chairman Matchett signed the abatement. County Attorney Horn joined the meeting to discuss patrons wanting to purchase individual items from the house on 122 East Park. County Attorney Horn advised the commission that they should seek bids and allow the winning bidder that's going to clean out the house to dispose of any items of value to be theirs and to keep the proceeds from the sale of those items. Clerk Renner was instructed to put out the cleanup project for bids. County Attorney Horn presented a bid to purchase a new copier printer for $6,565.89 outright or to lease it at $150 per month for 60 months. Commissioner Thompson moved to purchase the copier printer for $6,565.89 using proceeds from Fund 933. Chairman Matchett seconded the motion. The motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to pay the month-end bills. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and it carried 3-0. Commissioner Thompson then moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can reach the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Sign up for Stage 2 of USDA's Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, as well as other disaster assistance offerings, will soon be available to eligible producers. Rod Main has the details.
Farm disaster assistance announcements Monday.
Announcing Stage 2 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program.
Deputy Agriculture Secretary Steve Vaden in a virtual media call with reporters at Stage 1 of SDRP covering calendar years 2023 and 2024 also continues. In addition, sign-ups were announced for the Milk Loss Program and On-Farm Stored Commodity Loss Program. Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Richard Fordyce says sign up for all three programs begins this coming Monday, November 24th.
The Milk Loss Program and On-Farm Stored Commodity Loss Program will be open through January 23rd, while SDRP Stages 1 and 2 will be open through April the 30th.
Details on all disaster assistance sign-ups are available at local farm service agency offices or online at fsa.usda.gov/resources/programs. Click on the link to 2023-24 Disaster Assistance. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
Rod, thank you very much for the update. Federal regulators are poised to overhaul hemp rules, with the sweeping ban on most hemp-derived THC products slated to take effect November 12th of next year. The change comes after Congress approved a funding bill earlier this month that redefines hemp, restricting allowable total THC per container to just 0.4 milligrams, a move that could render more than 95% of today's edibles, vapes, and other hemp-derived cannabinoid products federally illegal. Under the new rules, even naturally occurring cannabinoids like Delta 8 and THCA may fall outside the legal definition. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like a stationary front is overhead right now, and with that, we are looking at a bit of a difference in temperatures across the northern portions of Kansas and the southern portions. Temperatures linger in the mid to upper 50s for the northern portions, lingering around about 60 degrees for the northwestern parts of Kansas. Either at or above average for this time of the year, as the northern parts should be around about the mid to lower 50s. It looks like we'll warm up as we get farther south. It looks like 60-degree weather expected for the central portions of the state. and for the southwestern as well. And then actually getting into the lower 70s for south central and southeastern parts of Kansas. Some areas even getting up into the mid 70s for extreme southeastern Kansas. So well above average for this time of the year for those folks there, as you should normally be right around about the upper 50s instead. So that stationary front dividing the colder temperatures to the north and the warmer temperatures to the south. It also looks like we can expect to see mostly sunny skies across most of the state today, maybe some areas of a mixture of clouds and sun for northwestern, north central portions of Kansas. Then for tonight, we can expect to see overnight lows overall remaining above freezing, mid to upper 30s expected for the northern portions and southwestern parts of the state, and then getting into the low to mid 40s for the south central and southeastern portions of Kansas overnight. With that, we'll see an increase in cloud cover nearly for the entire state, maybe a little less cloud cover for the extreme central portions of Kansas overnight. By Wednesday, it looks like somewhat of a similar forecast as far as temperatures are concerned. Once again, a little bit cooler for the north central, northeastern portions of Kansas. Warmer as you get farther south, particularly to the southwest, with temperatures warming into the lower 70s there. Overall, above average for this time of the year. But different from today, it looks like we can expect to see skies becoming mostly cloudy throughout the state as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The United Nations is recognizing 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer.
Some of the key goals and objectives are to recognize and empower, to address barriers, to promote gender equality and support economic growth, and to enhance access with our education markets and other resources for women in the sector.
Lisa Wary is a Pennsylvania farmer and member of Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee. She says the committee has a full slate of programming for the year ahead, including the upcoming ACE Summit,
which is Advocate, Cultivate, and Empower. We're going to do that in D.C. in June, and that's going to roll right into the Women in Ag Survey.
Learn more and take the survey at womeninagsurvey.com, and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.